views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. This hit show provides the information, inspiration, and tools people need to make positive changes in all areas of life. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of higher energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. So wake up, step up, and power up. You are listening to A Shot of Joe now.
Hi, everybody. How are you? This is Joe Nunziata. Welcome to A Shot of Joe. Very excited to have you with me as usual as we enter a very interesting and important cycle of energy and time. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. So I hope you do really well. And I also hope that you are ready for a major shift and change in your life, because we're going to start seeing some big things happening now. And I'm going to talk to you today about what are called timelines, and what that means to you, what a timeline really is, how it works, how it affects your life, and what's going on. So this month, we have had a lot of energetic activity. Obviously, this has been going on for a long time. This high level energy started coming in toward the end of 2017 and rolled right into 2018. We had a very active January and February and March. So this month we had already two portal openings on the 8th and the 11th. We have a new moon on the 17th. We have another portal opening on the 19th. And then the 20th is the spring equinox. And this is going to represent the end of this first big wave of energy that came in 2018. And it's also going to be the time when we're thinking about this as shifting the timeline. So let me talk to you about what that means, what that actually represents, and how it could be affecting your life as we go forward. So when we look at life, you know, it's interesting. We see life in a linear way. Of course, energy does not see it that way. Energy is just kind of a constant that is moving at all times, and there is no real time. But here in the physical world, we do have times and timelines that we live by. So basically, you're moving on a line, let's say. You're moving in a direction, and your life is always moving. Whether you think it is or not, it is continuously moving. So you're always kind of moving from point A to point B. And depending on where you are in life, depending on the work that you've done on yourself, your karmic journey, there's a lot of things that go into it. You are in a certain position in your life right now. Now, when we look at what's happening from a higher level, basically a transformational or really from a high level of energy, we understand that all this new energy coming in is bringing in new realities and new timelines. So what that means is the way we used to live, the things that used to work before, the belief systems that we've been holding on to, all of these things are going to change. And meaning your timeline is going to change. So when we look at timelines, it really has to do with the global energy of the world and the universe. And now, because more and more people are becoming more aware, we're starting to shift energy in a different way, and we're starting to elevate more quickly. So let's say, for example, you've been on a certain path for a while and things have not worked the way you would have liked. Maybe, you know, so maybe it's a career situation, maybe it's a relationship, maybe it's health issues, maybe you've been trying to lose weight. Whatever it is that's going on in your life that has been, you know, maybe you're not where you want it to be, or there's some issues or problems. Or you might say, well, you know, no matter what I've tried in this area, things have not worked for me. You know I went through this, and I work with a lot of people who, you know, we have this conversation. Well, you know, I've tried everything with relationships, it hasn't worked. Or I've tried everything with businesses or finances and it hasn't worked. Or, you know, I've tried all diets and my health and it's not working. And it's to a degree because you're on a timeline that is not in sync with where you want to go. So now what happens is, as energy elevates and as you elevate, you start to shift. But now we're going through a really what I think of as this universal timeline change. Now, that means if you are ready, now this is the key to this work, which is if you are ready to transition to a different place, the universe and the energy that we are currently living in is going to be ready to support that change. So this is the key here, is to say, are you ready for this big shift or change that you've been waiting for theoretically for a long time in your life? Let's say, well, I've been waiting for this. I've been wanting to do this. I've been, you know, putting all my energy and effort into doing this. And now the question is, are you ready to step into that area? Are you ready to step into this place where you can now move into a higher space, being more successful, going into maybe moving to a different city, maybe getting healthy for the first time, maybe being in that good relationship? Now the energy and the timeline is ready to support you as your highest and greatest self. So that's really how I want you to look at it, to say you're going to be your highest and greatest self. You're going to be the best version of who you are as you are moving forward. So this is where we are right now. The question really comes down to you. Are you ready to leave the old you behind? And what does that mean? What it really means is, are you ready to say goodbye to your old self? Now, that may sound like a question that's ridiculous, because you may say, well, yeah, I'm ready to move forward and I'm ready to let go of the past and I'm ready to get into a whole different place. But you have to understand that as humans, we really hold on to our old identity. It's something that we really hold. It's something that we really wrap our arms around and don't want to let go of, even if we're unhappy or even if things aren't working out the way we'd like. We still hold on to the old part of ourselves. We hold on to that old identity. We hold on to those things. And the reason we do it is fear. So there's fear of saying, when I go from here to here, when I go from where I am to this new place, what is that going to be like? Am I going to be ready? Am I going to be able to manage in this new energy? And again, mentally, from a mental perspective, you say yes, but the question is not mental. The question is emotional. So now let's say, for example, an opportunity comes your way, because there's one of the things that we talk about, these timelines, but one of the things you have to be ready for is to say, what will I do when an opportunity comes to me that is something that I've been wanting to create for a long period of time? You got to remember, in your energy and your karma, you've been holding on to certain things and wanting to create certain things for a period of time. Now, all of a sudden, it starts to, in this new timeline, as we accelerate, this is something that will come to you. Now, what do you do when that opportunity, you meet that right person, this something happens in your life that unexpected? See, that's a lot of what's happening right now. This is going to be unexpected. You didn't expect this opportunity. All of a sudden, it shows up. You meet the right person. You get the right information. Something comes to you that is changing, that is a life-changing type of situation. But now you have to be ready to step across the line and go there. Are you going to go there? Are you going to step across the line and meet that opportunity where it is? And this, of course, as much as you may think that, of course, I'm ready, I want it, that's what I want, I've seen it a million times where people do not do it. So that means when the timeline kind of intersects with you, and as we move into this higher energy and higher timeline, are you going to be ready? So I had a person, it was really interesting, that I worked with years back, and she wanted to work. She worked in retail, and she worked in a smaller store. And she wanted to work in a larger corporate environment so she could advance her career. And she had been working in retail and worked her way up as a manager in this smaller store. And then she felt like, okay, I've kind of done what I could do here. And, you know, I'm ready to venture out into a bigger market, work with a larger corporation so I can advance. So she's, you know, we worked on it and her energy and how she felt about it. And we started working through her fears and some of her issues with it. And sure enough, she ends up meeting somebody who actually through a friend through a friend kind of thing. As she started talking about her goals, she meets a friend through somebody else, and her friend says, "Hey, you know, I know a guy who works for this, you know, one of these large retailers. He's in management. I'll set you up so you can meet with him and just talk to him about what you're doing and what you're looking to do." And she goes, met with the guy, brought her resume, had a great meeting, had another meeting, and sure enough, she gets offered the job. So you have to say to yourself, wow, that's amazing. Like, she was clearing her energy, and then she got offered this great job that she wanted. And it's exactly the exact, when I tell you, it was the exact thing that she was looking for, the exact type of job in the exact type of company. It was even located at a place that was closer to where she lived. It was amazing. And you would think that's great. She slid right into it. She started doing that job and everything was great. Well, I will tell you that as it got closer, she negotiated, talked about the money, kind of worked all the details out, was ready to go, had to go obviously to her current employer and give her notice and say she was leaving and moving on to something else. And the last minute, she turned around and didn't take the job. And still, all these years later, and I'm talking, this was probably 8 or 10 years ago, because I know somebody who knows this person, she's still in the same small local store working there. So there's an element for us where we have to be willing to step across the line and meet these opportunities, even though there is some fear involved. And here's a case where here's a person who actually manifested what she desired. She actually manifested exactly what she desired, but at the 11th hour was afraid to step across the line and take that opportunity head on. So this is not just about saying, hey, I'm in this new timeline, things are moving me in a good direction, I'm ready to go. Are you ready to receive the opportunity and then step into it as it comes to you? And this is something that is very interesting, because I've seen this happen so many times where people are not able to kind of move into that place. And of course, the question is why? Why? Hey, if I wanted something and I focused on it and I manifested it and I brought it to my awareness and I brought it to reality, where I actually created the opportunity, why would I not step into it and take that leap into that new position? Of course, this is the question, and this is something that is hard for us as humans to really understand, because we can't wrap our head around the idea, because it makes no sense, obviously, because you're saying, this is what you want, here it is, and you didn't take it. Why? So I want to talk to you about that on the other side of the break. This is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio and A Shot of Joe. I'll see you in a few minutes.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you. After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, this is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for coming back. So before the break, I was talking about a person who wanted something, focused on it, the timelines lined up. She got the opportunity, got the offer for the job that she wanted and turned it down at the last minute. And now 10 years later is still in the same position that she was in 10 years ago and has not made any progress. Now, of course, the question becomes, why would this person who did all this and focused their energy and got exactly what they wanted, why didn't she take it? And of course, the obvious answer is it's fear, because we all have fear of the unknown. We all have fear of stepping into a place that we don't know or we don't understand. It's easier to stay in a place that we know. It's easier to stay in a place that we understand. It's easier because we get it. But there's no growth in that situation. There's no growth. You just stay in that little box. Now, the other side of it is when this timeline changes and when this opportunity comes and you do go into it, you want to be prepared for what is coming on an emotional level. I don't just mean on the skill level. Now, this woman who I'm talking about certainly had the skill set to do this job. She had been in this business for 20 years. She had been in retail. She knew everything. She knew it inside out. She was very, very qualified for this position. It wasn't that. It wasn't that it was over her head. It wasn't any of that. But it was that desire to stay safe and stay in my little cave where I understand everything and I know everything. And that's where I'm going to stay. And as humans, that is something we like. We like to stay safe. We like to stay in these areas that we understand. We like to stay in these places that we know. So this is something that is hard for us to wrap our heads around, because on one side of it, it seems very simple. Oh, wow, you got this opportunity. That's what you wanted. You go do it. But emotionally, it's not very simple. So you have to be prepared for the unknown. You have to be prepared to say, I'm not sure exactly how this is going to work out. You have to be prepared to take a risk, because even though it may not look like a risk, you don't know what will happen in that new situation. Even though that's what you wanted, you may get into that situation. And I've had this with other people say, well, you know, I wanted to go into this kind of company and this kind of job. And then they got there and said, well, you know, I didn't really like it. I didn't like the corporate structure. I didn't like all the meetings. I didn't like, you know, I've heard this a million times with people. You know, I thought I wanted to work at a regular, you know, company like that. And then I got in there and wow, you know, they started doing this and that. It was very rigid and very structured and it wasn't fun. And, you know, had all the, you know, so these are very interesting things that come up for us as we go into these situations. So what we want to understand is anytime we expand, even if it's something that we want, and even if it's something that we've been wanting, there is a moment of anxiety there. There's a moment of fear. So it's not about, well, I'm going to just seamlessly, and sometimes, listen, you go into it and sometimes it just works out and it works really well and everything will just be smooth. But usually there are little bumps in the road There are some emotional issues. There are some problems that come up, and you have to deal with those things. And it doesn't mean just because you have some issues or problems or challenges that it's a bad decision. It's you're adjusting to a different way of living. You're adjusting to, in this case, working in a large corporation when you've only worked in a small little company. Now all of a sudden you it's like the big fish, right? You're a big fish in a small pond. All of a sudden you go into this big large corporation. You're just one of many people. You're kind of navigating your way through. Other people are competing for raises and promotions and everything. It's a whole different thing than she was used to. And fears will come up. So this is going to happen to you as this new timeline comes in. You're going to notice that after the 20th, and like I said, the 20th of this month, you're going to start to see it where this is going to flip. On the 21st is when it really will flip. The 20th is the spring equinox, and then the 21st is when the timelines really start changing. You're going to start to get opportunities. You're going to start to get phone calls. People are going to start talking to you about different things. Are you going to be ready to embrace those changes? And the one thing that I always talk to people about is to say, expect some fear. Expect some anxiety. These are normal things when you are going into changes like this. These are normal things when you're making big changes, because there's going to be fear. There's going to be anxiety. There are going to be things that you're going to have to deal with in any new situation. See, in the world of energy, everything is yin yang. It's positive, negative. So even though it's positive on many levels, it also has other issues. It brings up other fears that you have. It brings up other inadequacies within yourself that you may say, wow, you know, I don't know if I could do this. I don't know if I'm smart enough. I didn't have this background. You're going to start questioning yourself. You're going to start bringing up different things that are helping you grow and expand as a person. But on the other side of the coin, you know, you've got to be willing to do it. And you've got to be an explorer to a degree, where you're going to explore yourself and expand yourself and be ready for the challenges that you will face in new energy and timeline. So now it's important for you to elevate your awareness to the changes that are taking place. So here's the way you'll notice right away where you are in this transition. One will be how people are treating you. So are you attracting people into your life that are treating you the way you want to be treated? Meaning with certain level of respect, people that are treating you in a certain way, acting a certain way, making you feel a certain way. That's how you're going to know that you're moving in the right direction. Also look for things to just be more flowing. Wow, you know, this is just kind of easier. Things seem to be easier. Things are just flowing. It's not, nothing is difficult. Now here's the key. It doesn't mean you're not doing work. And it doesn't mean you're not putting energy and effort into this. But it's easier and more flowing. So that means things are just kind of flowing. It doesn't mean you're not putting effort in. And I think this is a confusing thing for people when we talk about timelines and getting into destiny and getting into things that are flowing. People think, oh, you just kind of sit back and everything just happens and you don't have to do anything. That is not true. Here in human form, we have to understand that we must always do our part. We must put our effort in. We must put our work into it. We must put our energy into it, whatever it is that we're doing. So just because it will be easier and more flowy doesn't mean you don't put your energy in. Doesn't mean you don't put effort in. Doesn't mean you don't get involved in doing what has to be done to move this forward. And it's also going to be a situation where you're going to say, am I willing to possibly say, I may have to give certain things up or make certain changes in my life in order to go in this direction. Maybe I have to move. You know, maybe you say, well, you know, I'm going to have to move to it because this is a location that's not conducive to where I live. You know, then maybe you have to travel more. Maybe you say, well, I haven't really done that before. Maybe I have to do a lot of traveling for this position or this new opportunity. Is this something I'm looking to do? Maybe you have a family, you have kids. You say, why do I want to do that? Am I able to manage that and feel okay about it? Maybe it's going to help also have you go into certain areas where you say, I'm not as well versed and I have to learn some things that I don't know as well. Are you ready to do that? Are you willing to do that? Are these the things? Are you open to all these changes? And there may be a lot of changes that you don't even expect or anticipate. So you have to be, you have to be kind of open to, hey, I'm willing to go down this new road. I'm looking for it to be more flowing and easy. And as I do that, as I move in that direction, as I flow that way, I understand that as I'm doing all those things, that there is a situation where there will still be adjustments and bumps in the road. And that is really what's happening now as we enter this new timeline. So here's, you're going to also see this, not just with yourself, you're going to see with the whole world. You're going to see changes happening politically, financially, with religion. You're going to see all these different things taking place, all these changes taking place now as we move into a different timeline, which is a more transparent timeline that is focused more on the greater good than an individual's good. I always say to people now, we're going from a me consciousness to a we consciousness. So that's the real difference of the new timeline. The new timeline is moving away from the negative ego's desire to control and manipulate and just do what's best for itself, right? When you think about people, a lot of people go out there and they're only doing what's best for themselves. They are not concerned with others or how this is going to affect other people. Now we are moving into a we consciousness where I'm looking for the greater good. Everything that's moving forward is about how do we elevate not just ourselves, but everyone else. Just to understand one thing here as we end our show here today. The greater good means it's the greater good for you as well. It's the best thing for you as well. Doesn't mean you may not feel bad. So, well, you know, I'm moving. I had nice friends here, but I want to expand myself. And I understand that I have to do this, and this is something that's best for me. It doesn't mean you don't feel bad. It doesn't mean you don't maybe lose certain relationships or go into different situations or not see people that you worked with for a long time or a relationship has to end so you can go somewhere else and do what you have to do. It doesn't mean any of those things. All those things may be challenges that you will face as you expand. But again, if you jump on the new timeline, it's going to put you in the direction of your soul's highest and greatest good, and then you'll create the life you came here to live. So this is Joe Nunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you next time. Have a great one. Get ready for the 20th.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. To find out more about Joe or download past podcasts, visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.